بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. انا انزلناه في ليله القدر وما ادراك ما ليله القدر، ليله القدر خير من الف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام، هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, I have recited to you Surah Al-Qadr. And normally we hear a talk on this surah on the 27th night of Ramadan. But in reality, we should be discussing this surah tonight, because tonight is the 21st of Ramadan. And as reported by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, search for Laylatul Qadr night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then in one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran on this night of Qadr. Ulama explain, there are two things. One is, the entire Quran is written on Lohi Mahfuz, the preserved clay tablet, the preserved tablet, Lawh-e Mahfuz. From there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to bring down the Quran from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the sky of the dunya. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would come on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on different times, occasions, various surahs and verses were then revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other ulama also explained, it was on this night, Laylatul Qadr night, where the very first few verses were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hira. So, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Now, this particular Laylatul Qadr night, the word Qadr itself means power, it means honor, something that is great, superior. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir, he writes that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing with the Sahaba about the people of the past, in which he mentioned four people whom excelled in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a period of 80 years, they made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they never disobeyed Allah for a single second. لَمْ يَعْسَوْا Allah Azza wa Jal تَرْفَتَعِينَ. They did not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even a second, not even a bat of an eyelid. My respected brothers and elders, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, they were always, they always had this zeal and enthusiasm in excelling in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to become closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would vie with one another. They would compete with one another in making more ibadat, in gaining more sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran talks about, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, when they heard that these people of the Bani Israel, 80 years, they made so much of ibadat of Allah and they never disobeyed Allah for a second. So immediately, they felt a bit of disappointment and worry and concern, because the lives of this ummah generally is between 60 to 70 years. And those people live for a much longer period and a greater opportunity to make the ibadat of Allah. So they will be excelling then, and they will be gaining more and more sawab. Nabi Kareem somehow was just discussing this with the Sahaba when suddenly Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes. Atahu Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salatu comes and he mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah has got something even better for your ummah. That just one night, that is Laylatul Qadr night. Khayrun min alf shahr. Ibadat done in that night is better than 1,000 months. So more than 80 years of ibadat. More than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat, sawab they get. Can you imagine? The narration says Rasulullah became so happy. And the Sahaba became very, very pleased. That this was a basharat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one night you spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you get the sawab of more than 80 years of ibadat. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told the Sahaba to search for this night. Now this night is not specified to be the 21st or the 23rd or 25th or 27th or 29th. It could be any one of these nights. And therefore it is necessary for us to search for these nights. Laylatul Qadr could be tonight. Allah knows best. Nobody comes and informs any one of us beforehand so we can tell everybody. And we can send a message that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. No. We have to search for it. And how do we search for it? Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayh was a very big king of Balkh. Sultan of Balkh. And he was sleeping on his royal bed, resting. And suddenly he hears some noise on the roof. So he asks, who is it? So person shouts, I am looking for my horses. He said, are you crazy? You looking for your horses on top of this roof of the palace? How can horses be on top of the roof? So the person replied, Ibrahim, you are seeking Allah, you are searching for Allah, how can you search for Allah in your cozy bed? So that became the turning point of Ibrahim al-Adham rahmatullahi. We have to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and search for this Laylatul Qadr night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no specific ibadat. We have read the Taraweeh Salah, 20 rakats, Allah accept. Tahajjud Salat, we will increase inshallah. Nafil Salat. We made tilawat of the Quran during the day, we will increase now. We did Tasbih, we will increase our Tasbihat. We made Dua, we will increase our Dua. Tawbah, Istighfar. It is the night of making Tawbah, Istighfar, begging and begging and begging and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 days of Ramadan would enter, Shadd al-Mi'zar, he would tie his lungi tight, two meanings. One, he would remain aloof from his wives, he would sit for itikaf. And the second one is when a person is very serious now in doing something, then he rolls his sleeves up. And now he makes sure that he is now going to endeavor very, very hard. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now focus completely now in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he would sit for itikaf in the masjid. And that is why we have i'tikaf in the masjid. So that a person cuts himself away from everything. Everything of the dunya. And he secludes himself in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody mentions, what is i'tikaf? They say, it is mulazamatul bab. Wal wukufu fil mihrab. It is holding onto the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are beggars. In tonight's Taraweeh we heard the verse, Ya ayyuhannas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Allah is addressing us. O people, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. You are faqirs. You are fuqara. You are beggars unto Allah. Allah has conferred the title to us that you are beggars. You are totally dependent on Allah. And Allah Himself, Ghani. Allah is independent. He's Hamid. He's full of praises. Allah is not in need of our praises. So, mulazamatul bab. We have come here to gain something. Those making i'tikaf, they will sit in seclusion. As those sitting by the door of a king's palace. And he is not going to move from there until he is not given what he has come for. So the person is going to knock and knock and knock and knock. Mulazamatul Bab. And he will walwukufu in the fil mihrab. He will be standing in the mihrab, in other words, on his musalla, and be engaged in salah. Now you will find, inshallah, when we read our tahajjud salah individually, concentrate on the surahs we're reading. If you don't understand the meaning, then subhana rabbiyal azim, you're glorifying Allah. In that position, in that posture of ruku, just ponder you are making ruku before your Allah, your master. And take your time and make ruku. Don't rush. Don't worry about who is watching. We're not doing it for any person now. We've got no time to show any person. If we have come here for riya and ostentation, then Allah forgive us, Allah forbid, we will lose everything. There is no time for show business. It is time now we have to sail the ship and reach the shore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His kindness will make all of us reach the shore very safely, inshallah. So each person has to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make the sajda, enjoy the sweetness of that sajda. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You say, oh my Allah, you are free from all type of faults. You are free from any defects, any shortcomings, everything. You have got no deficiency whatsoever. You are park. Enjoy talking to your Allah. You will shed tears. Your body will shiver. You will enjoy prostrating before your Allah. You will not want to lift your head up from that sajda. So enjoy the sajda. And likewise, when you make tasbih, dhikrullah, tilawat, of course, do not disturb any person. So it is a time of khalwat, solitude. Even those who are not making sunnat i'tikaf, nafil i'tikaf, you make niyat for nafil i'tikaf, and remain in the masjid, as I mentioned today before Maghrib, with the adab etiquettes of the masjid. Not disturbing any person. Somebody may be asleep, somebody may be busy doing some ibadat. So we should not be busy in idle talk, in any frivolous pursuit, futile talk. We have come here to now beg and beg and beg, make tawbah, istighfar. It is a time when Habib will be with his Habib, when the lover with the beloved. Just picture this now. We have come here as the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here as the lovers of Allah. Allah has invited us here. Nobody has come on his own. Nobody has come on his own strength. Allah has invited us to His house. And Allah wants to give us something. And Allah is enjoying the fact that we are searching for this Laylatul Qadr. And Allah will give it to us. Allah is too kind. Allah knows the effort we have made. Even though it's a weak effort. But Allah is our beloved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give us this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would awaken his family people during this last 10 nights. And he would ensure that everybody is involved in ibadat. Every person has got now the silah, this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about ishq, love of Allah. So this is the bond we need to create with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in itikaf and during this last 10 days, what is our object, what is our purpose? Number one, we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah SAW, if I feel, forget the feeling that it is Laylatul Qadr tonight, what should I do? What should I read? Any dua? Yes, so this dua Nabi Karim taught her, which all of us have, all of us know, we just repeat it. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Some ulama have added Kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun Kareem. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You are Kareem. Ya Allah, you are most generous. You give and you give and you give so much, despite the fact that we, the recipient of these bounties, we don't even deserve a single bounty. Out of your kindness, you're still giving us. You are afu, most forgiving. Tuhibbul af, Allah, you love to forgive. This is a fact. Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Imagine we are doing sins, and when we turn to Allah, Allah is so happy to forgive us. Fa'afu anna, oh Allah, you forgive us. So we will seek Allah's forgiveness, and we will, those making i'tikaf, the purpose here now is to search for Laylatul Qadr. All of us will be searching for Laylatul Qadr night, and it's the time for khalwat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalwat means, we talk about khali, to be alone, in solitude, not with everybody else, There won't be any intermingling as such. Not too much of mixing. Each person on his individual seat. When the flight takes off, what does the pilot say? Passengers must take their seat. Even the crew must take their seat. Especially if the turbulence, nobody must wake up. Whatever, you must just sit and you must fasten the seat belt. You are on your space, on your place. Like that now you've got solitude. Just ignore everything else around you. Just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why I mentioned to the brothers who have came for itikaf, for Allah's sake, if you brought a cell phone, send it back home. You don't need this. You will be tempted. I promise you will be tempted. If you've got Quran in some app in your, this, you've got enough Quran on the shelves. Half of the Quran haven't been touched for years. So make use of this. If you want some kitab, we'll provide the kitabs for you. Just be, we've got plenty in the masjid. So there's no need for any cell phone. I promise you, shaitan is chained, but your nafs will tempt you. You'll want to put on the WhatsApp, you'll want to send on message, unnecessary things. Your time will just go away like that. It'll only be regret, regret, regret. There are many youngsters, mashallah, as I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala accept you. You are the future leaders, and we welcome you. But please, respected brothers and elders, all of us who have come here to the masjid, whether it's for tonight or any of the nights, let us maintain the etiquette of the masjid. And even outside the masjid, we've got neighbors, Muslim neighbors, non-Muslim neighbors. Do not park in the driveway. Don't think we are doing a great justice by making ibadat here and we are parking our car in the driveway. It is totally haram. Unless you get permission. If they give you permission, that's something else. So you might be making sajda and crying for forgiveness and somebody else is cursing you outside. An unnecessary problem we have. So let us make sure all those things are done properly. So that when we come, our Hazrat Rahmatullah, always, you see, especially when you go for Umrah, you see, you must always condition your mind. In his last 10 nights, he would say, condition your mind. Prepare yourself mentally the whole day. That tonight I've got a very important meeting. When you have some important meeting, business meeting, 2-3 days before that, our mind is already working. What we're going to say, how we're going to present ourselves, what time we're going to go, what we're going to wear, all those things we condition our mind with. Here we are meeting, this is a special meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the buzrugs of the past, sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, tabi'in, great mashayikh, the friends of Allah, these last 10 days were very, very sacred in their lives. Very important. Read Fazail al-A'mal of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi, Virtues of Ramadan, and see how those mashayikh spend the time. When I read that, really, I feel so guilty. Hazrat Rai Puri Rahmatullahi, he was such a great buzrug. Whole day not speaking to any person. Only engaged in his ibadat. At night, after Taraweeh, then just over a cup of tea, one or two very close people, khadims, who just sit by him, and some little bit of discussion and finish. Otherwise, engage in tilawat, nafil ibadat, tahajjud, dhikr, whole day. Now, can you imagine what type of hearts they had? And how their hearts must have been brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, I'm spending a bit more time tonight, so that we condition our minds for the remaining days, and for the remaining nights. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayat, ikhlas. We are weak people. We are very weak. But you can never see one person's ameen in this gathering. One person's sincerity. One mother, one sister at home listening so sincerely. And they say ameen, or they make dua, and Allah accepts all of us. And so fortunate we will be. Each one of us, we know our condition. We know what type of lives we are living. We know all our sins. We know how it has heaped upon our heads. We know our temperaments. We know our akhlaq. We know our tabiat and nature. We know how angry and upset we become so easily. We know the pride we have, the arrogance. So these nights are, ulama say also, it is to cleanse and purify the heart. It is to make tazkiyah of the heart. And tazkiyah can only take place when you are alone, when you are sitting in solitude. Because now you are going to reflect. Believe me, when you sit and make dua, then you will remember and recall all the wrongs that we are doing. And then you will feel the remorse. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I'm enjoying this closeness with you. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful. I'm getting such sweetness on my tongue. Ya Allah, this is what it means to be close to you. Such so much of happiness and sukoon. Ya Allah, I want to leave out all those wrong things I'm doing in my life. I have that haram relationship with that woman. Ya Allah, I promise to you now, I have cut my relationships with her. Ya Allah, I'm taking the drugs. Ya Allah, I promise you, I will never go back to it. So this is the time when a person has to reflect over his wrongs, his weaknesses, and to make amends. Not just reflecting over our wrongs and our past, but to make amends, to make tawbah, to make istighfar. And Allah Ta'ala will make it such that our heart becomes soft. And when this heart becomes soft, automatically it will generate those tears from the eyes. You will cry uncontrollably. You won't know why you're crying. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah grant us ikhlas. So we will search for Laylatul Qadr. It is khalwat with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is time to make islah of the qalb. And of course, it is the time where now we have cut ourselves from all other things and worries and concern, businesses in the world. We have left our home, left our wives, left our children, left everything. We have come to the masjid. And this is called Al-Inqita'ut Tam for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Only now for the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nothing else. Just our bare necessities. We have to eat, iftar, seri. That's all. And we have to go to the toilet. Otherwise, all the time you are in, you are confined in within the boundaries of the masjid. So this also teaches us, dunya is a prison. Prison for the believer. Dunya is sijrul mu'min. Those making i'tikaf will realize that normally we're so used to just coming out of the masjid area. Now as you come by the staircase, the red tape is there. I got to stop. So I'm confined within these four walls or this area only. I cannot go out. So as much as I am tempted to go out, I want a breather so as to say, no, you cannot go. So you'll be exercising a lot of sabr. You'll be going against your desires. You'll be making mujahada. And this is the mujahada they talk about in the khankas, in tazkiyah. When your nafs is desiring something, and your nafs is desiring something which is mabah, which is permissible, but still you're opposing it for the sake of Allah, I cannot go out. So like that in the dunya, a mu'min, he is tempted to do something. But because Allah has said, no, you cannot do this, you cannot eat this, you cannot say that, you cannot do this. So he refrains from those things for the sake of Allah. And what happens after that? After i'tikaf, when you spend your time correctly, and you get the qurb of Allah, you get the love of Allah, you become the friend of Allah, then that jannat that you experience in your heart is something else. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Those who fear standing before Allah, they get two jannats. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, beside the jannat in the hereafter, which is of course the main, what we are aspiring for. But Allah will give you a type of jannat in this world. And what is the jannat in this world? Not talking about the money in this world and treasures of this world. You will get such sukoon, such serenity, such peace of mind, such enjoyment and tranquility in the heart, that those people who enjoyed it, they would say, if only the emperors and the rulers of the world knew what we were enjoying, they would take out their sword and fight us to snatch this serenity and take it away. So Allah Ta'ala will give you that peace of mind. It is a beautiful time also to enjoy our roza. Why? When you are fasting and you are out of the masjid, then still there are temptations. And there are a lot of challenges. But in the masjid, there's no temptations. There's no haram pleasures at all here. You are sitting, with, you only look at Quran, musalla, tasbih, dhikr, kitabs, people, all buzrugs around you. So it helps you to protect your roza also from being tainted by any type of guna. And also, it teaches you zuhd. Zuhd means to be ascetic, where you are now cutting yourself aloof from everything of this world. You don't have the love of the world in your heart anymore. Your food also won't be like the lavish food you have at home. At home, the whole dasarkhan is, yeah, this is bringing us some small basket of food. Therefore, ulama say, those sitting for i'tikaf also, your food should not be too rich in how you have at home. You should even make your food less. Your sleep should be less. Ibadat more. Talking less. Yes, at this point I will also mention, a person should not sit for i'tikaf and don't say a single word. That's also not regarded as ibadat. If a person regards this to be ibadat and he doesn't say a single word in i'tikaf, ulama say that is not correct. You're allowed to speak, but when you speak, speak deen things. speak that which is necessary. Don't speak that which is dunya, or out of, which is not necessary. ND74596 BMW by the school. Kindly remove your car. ND74596 BMW. So these are few important points regarding i'tikaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to search for Laylatul Qadr. Allah ta'ala bless us. Imagine we're sitting in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those making i'tikaf, they will be ready for salat well in advance. For example, Zohar Salat, well in advance, before everybody else comes, you would have made your wudu, engaging in nafil, and making zikr and tilawat of the Qur'an. Then you'll be actually waiting for a salat time to come. There's great reward for a person who makes wudu, and when he's sitting on his musalla, waiting for namaz time to come, for the duration of time, the angels come and they make dua for you. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him. The angels are making dua for you. So all the time you are sitting in the masjid and you are getting so much of reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that that person who makes the masjid his, so as to say, his abode, his home for salat. In other words, he takes his spot in the masjid and he reads salat and he makes ibadat of Allah ta'ala wa dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy with that person, just like a person who was absent for a long time. And after a long duration of time, he returns home. How happy the father gets. How happy the mother gets. They will embrace their child. I haven't seen you for so long. There's excitement. Allah becomes so happy when a person has taken a musalla or a place in a masjid for salat and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. There's so many things regarding Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. It is a night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the angels instructions of the taqdeer. Whatever rosy we're going to get, who's going to be born, who's going to pass away, everything, all taqdeer is been given out to them. That is why Allah ta'ala says, "Inna anzalnahu," verily we revealed the Quran, "fi Laylatul Qadr," in the night of power. So Qadr also means taqdeer. One is power, because it's a very important night. As I mentioned, the virtues of this night, greater than 1,000 months. And also taqdeer is being given to the angels of all the people in the world. And Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you know what Laylatul Qadr is all about? Do you really know what the value is? If I recall correctly, Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir had written, that what is so different about these nights, Laylatul Qadr nights? He says, the angels come down. Why? And why do they seek permission from Allah? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ Jibril alayhi salatu salam and all the angels from Sidratul Muntaha. You know, in Mi'raj we talk about Nabi Kareem sallam went to Sidratul Muntaha, after which even Jibril couldn't go beyond it. So Jibreel salatu salam and all the angels from that point, all of them seek Allah's permission, we want to come into this world. Why? Imam Razi rahmatullah has written, they want to witness such an ibadat that doesn't take place in the sky. And what is that ibadat? Where sinners are repenting and crying over the sins. They want to see la'aneenul muznibeen. They want to see those drops of tears flowing down the cheeks and faces of those people who disobeyed Allah, who were sinners, but now they are repenting, and now they are crying, and they are begging Allah for forgiveness. In the sky, you don't see that. Angels all, they don't commit any sins. Allah has made them like that. They only obey Allah Ta'ala's commands. لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون. But this type of ibadat, you'll see it in the world. And that is why when they come down, From Maghrib time, it starts already, the night has started. Laylatul Qadr night. And they come down, armies of angels, and they make mu'anaka, or they make salam with every believing man, every believing woman, who is engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there are riwayats, Ibn Kathir Rahman has mentioned in many others in different kitabs, that person who's deprived of Laylatul Qadr night, faqad hurima, then he's completely deprived. He's mahroom. Allah forgive us. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. This little while we are sitting here, this is also ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And this also, inshallah, we will get reward for it. If Allah give us tawfiq, we make a little bit, exert ourselves the remaining part of the night, inshallah. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. His name is Ruh. He come down min kulli amri. To, with all the taqdeer that Allah Ta'ala has written, and they now want to execute these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say salam, 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 salam to all those making ibadat. Ya hatta matla' al-fajr, right till fajr time. So may Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. These are just few words. Allah Ta'ala had mentioned in tonight's verses, ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم. That ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة, whatever mercies Allah opens, whatever mercies Allah opens for His servant, ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة, there is nobody who can hold back that mercy from reaching us. When Allah opens the doors of mercy and it comes in torrents, it comes cascading upon us, nobody can stop that mercy from coming upon us. But wama yumsik, if Allah has to hold that mercy back, fala mursir lahu min ba'di, then nobody can push it and send it down. So we all require Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And therefore Allah had mentioned, ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Then, O people, you are beggars unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no person in the world, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how much of knowledge you have of Quran, Hadith, Shariat, no matter what great degrees you may have, no matter what wealth you have, there's nobody who is independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us require Allah ta'ala every second, every sense, every breath of our life. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so kind. Please, my respected brothers and elders, almost every bayan I mention this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah loves us. Allah wants us to turn to Him. That is all. I always say, take those baby steps to Allah and Allah comes running to you. Take those baby steps to Allah, Allah comes running to you. So many times people feel, I have committed too many gunas, too many sins. For me, there's no. It is only your nafs telling you that. It's only the whisperings of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, and Allah will forgive all of us, and Allah will make all of us His true friends. But we have to make a little bit of effort. Ya ayyuhal insan, ya ayyuhal nas, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Allah wants us to toil. Allah wants us to exert. And therefore, Laylatul Qadr also, one of the reasons was, Nabi Kareem was shown, and two men were quarreling and arguing. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala took away that night when Nabi Kareem was told Izu Nabi, and Nabi Kareem forgot which night it was, or he was made to forget, because of the quarreling of two people. Now see the effects of quarrel and argument in the masjid. Masjid is not a place for that. Now over petty things, we will fight, argue, not realizing now we are bringing zulumat into the masjid. And that is why I said again that night, please, no cell phones at all. Whether when you take off, not in it, unless it's something very, very urgent. It's a different matter. Otherwise, we'll be sitting in the masjid and downloading, like I mentioned the other day, in one masjid, youngsters were downloading movies in the masjid. What are we talking about now? Everybody is trying to bring noor in the masjid, and we're bringing darkness in the masjid. That is not right. That is not fair. If a person wants to do that, then you go home and do whatever you want to do. But not in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's nobody superior to the other. Those making i'tikaf shouldn't feel that we are greater than those not making i'tikaf. Those not making i'tikaf, we must have the desire, inshallah, next year I will sit for sunnat i'tikaf. But at least for nafil i'tikaf. So that I can turn to my Allah. We all have problems. Who doesn't have problems? Everybody wants halal rozi. Everybody wants the sustenance to become easy for them. Everybody wants good health. Everybody wants sukoon, chain. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants harmony. Who doesn't want to see peace in the world? Who wants to live a life of misery and wretchedness and feeling terrible all the time of gunas, living a filthy life? Nobody. We all want to come out of the rut. We all want to come out of the quagmire of sins. And there's the chance. That is why all the mashayikh say, they say the tail end is the best. And that's the most important time. Most enjoyable is the last part. Now is the time when the person, it's not a good example, finishing line is running a race, marathon, whatever it is. The last few 100 meters, he's not going to cruise. He won't even look back now. Because he wants to make it, make sure he makes it on time and he wants to come out first. So now is no time to ask any other things about before Ramadan. Now we're already in Ramadan. We've got last few days of Ramadan left. Allah knows best who will we see, who will have life till the end of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat, Allah give us life. There have been so many people. Whole Ramadan they were with us. And suddenly the last few nights it was. And they passed away. Somebody 27 night, somebody 21st, somebody the night before Eid. So Allah knows best when maut is written for us. What is our job? To please Allah before maut strikes us. So inshallah, I make a humble appeal. All of you make a lot of dua that these programs that are taking place. Allah grant all of us ikhlas, the speakers, the listeners, and with muhabbat, with jor, we can only reach our destination with unity, muhabbat, with encouragement. We don't have to praise any person. We can make dua for the people. Make means to make dua. Allah must make this masjid and all those people and all our masjid, not need this masjid. Every single masjid of the world and every person, every mu'min and every Muslim, Allah must be pleased with all of us. We are a very, very, very special ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are a chosen ummah. Allah has actually handpicked and selected us. We are special people. But the only problem is we forgot how special we are. And because of that, we find ourselves drifting away. We need to come back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. And once again, I'll mention, this is the time to come back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make a short dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the purpose of dhikrullah collectively like this is to teach us how to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we're alone, we sit and we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ideal is to make dhikr alone in solitude so you have more ikhlas and you can concentrate. When you say la ilaha, you are saying la to everything besides Allah. La to all those haram pleasures, temptations, those things that are taking away from Allah. That pride, the anger, the jealousy, all the spiritual maladies that we have. If we have to take a pen and page and write all our weaknesses, we'll need books and journals, and still we won't fully. Allah, with kindness, Allah has covered our faults. So we say, la to all those things. And we say, illallah. When we say, illallah, then we are putting in us the love of Allah Ta'ala, putting the love of Allah in our heart. And when we say, Allah, Allah, then you must just imagine and ponder and reflect, that as we sing Allah Allah, everything in the world is also saying Allah Allah. What a beautiful name, Allah. So take it with sweetness. Take, when we call our wife, how we call her? With this very sweet way, in a very nice way. Somebody who is close to you. You'll use all the lovely words calling that person. And Allah's name, how do we take it? Take it with sweetness. And enjoy your ulama and mashayikh used to say, they should feel as though sugar is on their tongue when they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would feel on every pore some sweetness. So inshallah we can also feel that. And you just need to concentrate dhyan for a little while. Close your eyes and you see Allah, Allah. And ponder that everything in the world is also saying Allah, Allah. And as I mentioned, the maqsad of this dhikr is, so when we go back home and in our free time, we also sit on the musalla and we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that we make dua inshallah. recite Durood Sharif for Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. My most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, we love you, my Allah, ya Allah, you are Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah beside you, my Allah. La ilaha illa ant. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum bahut gunahgar. Ya Allah, day in, day out, my Allah. Every day, every night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we anger you, my Allah. We disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we openly violate, ya Allah, your commandments. Ya Allah, aaj tu raham farma. کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما، غفاری کا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ you are so kind, so loving. یا اللہ you have got such beautiful names, such excellent, pure, excellent qualities, my Allah. You are غفار الذنوب, my Allah. You are ستار العیوب, my Allah. You are الرحمن, you are الرحیم, you are مالک, کریم, مغنی, صمد, عزیز, حکیم. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Khaliq, we are Makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making your ibadat, my Allah. You are our Ma'bud, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. La Sharika lak, you've got no partners. There is nobody equal like you. Nobody equal to you. There is nobody like you, my Allah. You are Akbar. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. The skies, my Allah. The heavens, my Allah. The earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. The trees, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, insan, jinnat, malaika, every particle, every molecule, every atom, every dust speck, my Allah. Ya Allah, this dunya, akhirat, everything belongs to you. Jannah, Jahannam, my Allah. You are the possessor of your kursi. Ya the Arshil Majid. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of your throne, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is beyond the skies is yours. What is beneath the earth is yours. You have complete knowledge over every single thing. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. You hear the black ant's footsteps, my Allah, in the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, under the black rock, my Allah. Ya Allah, you even hear the footsteps and you provide for that ant even, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. You created us, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our sins, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are asking you for one merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. If it is tonight, my Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Whenever it will be, my Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. We don't even have the strength, Ya Allah, to make your ibadat properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we moan and groan of aches and pains, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We cannot make the ibad like sahaba made, my Allah. We cannot give the sacrifice they made, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, they will show you their wounds, my Allah. They will show you the marks on their forehead and their bodies because of sujood and exertion in your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, what can we show you, my Allah? What can we present before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, hum to napaak hai, hum to gande hai, hum to nalaiq hai, hum to kamzor hai, hum to teri rahmat se bahut dur hai. Ya Allah, but you are too kareem, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is full, my Allah. You will lose nothing, nothing, my Allah, if you forgive all of us, my Allah. Drench us in your mercy, in your forgiveness, my Allah. Every single person who has raised his hand now, my Allah. Ya Allah, our beloved brothers who have raised their hands here in the masjid tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly people, young ones, ulama, huffaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many had worked the whole day. Ya Allah, they kept roza, my Allah. Ya Allah, tarawih salah, my Allah. They listen attentively to the bayan, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Our brothers at home, my Allah. Elderly people at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands now, my Allah. Different masajid, my Allah. Haramain Sharifin Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, dunya ke har chappe chappe mein, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, different corners of the world, my Allah. People are in seclusion making i'tikaf, my Allah. People have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially us, Ya Allah, who have raised our hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, let your mercies, Ya Allah, come upon us, my Allah. Your maghfirat, my Allah. Your rahmat, my Allah. Your maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, your special favors and boons and kindness upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, every major sin, my Allah. Every minor sin, my Allah. Every big sin, my Allah. Every small sin, my Allah. Every single sin we did knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had the courage, Ya Allah, the audacity to do those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we broke our taqwa at the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, we broke the pact with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm nadim, my Allah. I'm sharminda, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we take a qasam in your azmat, your jalal, your kibriya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't go back to those sins, my Allah. Give us the himmat and tawfiq not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to live that filthy life again, my Allah. Give us a happy life, my Allah, full of your ita'at, my Allah. Ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our hearts enjoy your love now, my Allah. How long are we going to have loves of dunya in our heart only, my Allah? Ya Allah, remove the love of dunya from our heart. Make us enjoy your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become our mahbub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become our mahbub, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs of those ashiks, Ya Allah, who would cry when Fajr Azan would be given because the night had terminated and they were in sujood, my Allah. They were enjoying the tahajjud with you, making ibadat of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they enjoyed the communion with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have become so kamzor today. Fajr Azan is given, my Allah, and still we do not leave our warm beds, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are breaking one hukam of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are breaking one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the halat of the ummah has come like this, my Allah. We have brought these conditions upon ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, on behalf of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we beseech your forgiveness tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all seeing, my Allah. You are the know of everything, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. You will lose nothing, my Allah, if you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in fact, we will become your beloved, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will become naraz and displeased, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't you want to see shaitan naraz, my Allah? Ya Allah, otherwise if you do not forgive us, my Allah, then shaitan will become happy, my Allah, and we will join him in Jahannam then, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to go to Jahannam, my Allah. Take us all straight to Jannat, my Allah. Bighair hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, without any reckoning, my Allah. Your khazana is full, my Allah. You give and you give and you give, my Allah, and nothing diminishes from your treasures, my Allah. We are asking you tonight, my Allah, from those treasures of yours, my Allah, that never diminish, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, ma indakum yanfadu ma indallahi baq. Ya Allah, we are asking you from your khazana, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that mercy from your khazana, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat of iman. Give us istiqamah and taqwa, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our worries, our problems, my Allah. Remove all the bala from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how many years have gone past now, my Allah? And still our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are still suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive them, forgive us, my Allah. Help them, my Allah, help them. Come to their assistance now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Some masoom child may be saying Ameen now, my Allah. Some elderly person, my Allah. Some sincere mother or sister or brother, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. We are not questioning your doings, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are Hakim, you are Hakim, you are all wise, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but change the conditions for the better now, my Allah. And different parts of the world, my Allah. Different African countries, my Allah. There's famine, there's drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many places, there's scarcity of water. Even in our country now, in our province, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make drought, don't make us suffer drought, my Allah. Send your rains, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, beneficial rains, my Allah. Not rains of destruction, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make ruju and inaba to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from sin and ma'asiyat, my Allah. Protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Protect us from drugs, my Allah. Especially our youngsters, my Allah. Protect them from taking the bottle and drugs, my Allah. Protect our young sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirjeer, fitna of the fitteen, asad of the asideen, dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us an easy mouth, my Allah. With kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our tongues, my Allah. Make us die with iman. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love to be in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, we know there is that space for us in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. You grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other hopes, my Allah. At least we die with iman day. Then we stand a chance for the safarish, sifarish of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the intercession of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The Hodi Kothar water from Rasulullah's Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Our relatives, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our students. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls, my Allah. So many of marriageable age, my Allah. So many young sisters have waited so many years, my Allah. They're growing older and older, my Allah. Ya Allah, they do not want to live a life of haram, my Allah. They are living a life of purity, my Allah. A life of chastity, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send them the right right partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a marriage full of barakat, my Allah. A marriage full of bliss and taqwa and afiyat, my Allah. A happy married life, my Allah. And those who are married and got no children, my Allah. Bless them with healthy, good offspring, my Allah. Those of us who have children, ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Accept all the istimaz that is taking place, my Allah. Accept us to make effort for this work, my Allah. Make this fikr, the fikr of Nabi Kareem, so make it our fikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of mashayikh and khanqas and umadaris, makatib and different organizations, my Allah. Grant all of it ikhlas, my Allah, and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Whatever our brothers and sisters needs are tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's hajat and need, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties completely, my Allah. Remove the depression we are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, especially those who got cancer, my Allah, and who got heart problems, my Allah, and other operation, my Allah, whatever they're going through, my Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, my Allah, family, friends, our mashayikh, our Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, my Allah, ya Allah, grant the highest of states, Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. So lucky with those pious ones, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they passed this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, they did, ya Allah, they obeyed you and they left in a good condition, my Allah. Our turn still remains, my Allah. We did not know what would be our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any person today, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Make us see every night full of barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, right till the moon of Eid is seen, my Allah. And even after the month of Ramadan, make us be loyal bandas, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alaina ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.